Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fourier with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
All right. 1 hour to go. Less than 1 hour to go. I also want to play sounds from the draft. There seems to be, I don't know, you tell me, Andy, before we get to the Gerard Mayo interview. He was on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Before we get to that, because Nick has found the best clips, the best sound bites of that interview. It was really hard to do. He was bitching and complaining the entire time I asked him to do it, but he did it because he never gives up and he never quits. But there seems to be like a lot of personality this year. I don't know if you've noticed it more, or has it always been this way, or are there more characters than there were in the past?
I think the characters are allowed to spread their wings and fly under Gerard Mayo.
No, I'm talking overall an entire draft. Absolutely.
I think in general
on this team.
Look across the NFL.
Yeah.
Every coach is 35 years old.
It is.
The dictators are kind of gone.
Yeah. Is that because it feels like
you think Gerard Mayo, remember the famous thing where Bill said, get the effing Gronkowski's off the stage or whatever? Is Gerard going to say that?
No.
And if he does, how is it received?
It is interesting because I don't know if there is a leash. I don't know if there is.
Well, there has to be. There's a leash for everybody in every situation.
I don't know. There was no written rule or unwritten rule. You said whatever the hell you wanted, when you wanted to say it. There was no Stacey James hovering and, you know.
Really?
No.
PR directors don't keep a tab on you on other teams?
My first head coach was Dennis Erickson.
Duh, you.
Before we even stepped in the building, he got arrested for DUI.
That's a tough precedent to set.
There was alcohol in the equipment room. Beer. There was
every time I hear these stories, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but it diminishes the success of the Patriots because you're beating teams that are getting crap fit. Their coach is drunk. He's got alcohol in the equipment room. It makes it less impressive.
I told you, even with Holmgren, my first real game with him after team meeting and group meetings, there was alcohol at dinner. O'Doul's, non-alcoholic drinks, Coronas, Bud Lights, Budweiser's. And I thought it was some sort of like
test
to see who would grab. And I looked at my position coach who came with him from Green Bay. He's like, no, go ahead and grab a couple.
See, it's funny because we had the discussion.
Like one of those things that I was like.
We had the discussion on Six Rings. When you had your dinner like Drake May had with the Patriots.
Yep.
Would you, if you're Drake May, the waiter comes, we're at Davio's. Can I get you a drink, sir? What's your order? Do you order a drink? Do you order a Miller Lite?
Cranberry Club soda with a lime.
So you don't go alcohol?
No.
I would. I'd say Miller Lite. Because I'm a responsible adult.
Yep.
I'm not going to pretend I'm not going to drink when I'm a player for you, so I'm not going to pretend tonight I'm going to drink. But I'm not going to get housed. I'm going to have a couple Miller Lights with my steak, and then we'll move on and have a nice discussion.
But I did that when I was a free agent on my free agent dinners. You do the same thing. They take you out to dinner. I remember I went to Baltimore, and I got a couple beers.
Yeah, and you should. You're an adult.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't see what the big
deal
is.
Now, if you get housed, that's a problem.
I do think this is interesting. I don't know. I'm going to play this sound in a second. Just bear with me. Because, like, when I go out to dinner with my wife, like, I'll get a glass of wine. And she always yells at me because I don't sip my wine.
The guy is drunk.
You chug
it? I guzzle it. I do, and I don't mean to. You know, but I get a nice, and then, you know, it's like I get a nice glass of wine. I'm like, wow, this is really, really, you know, enjoyable. And I guzzle it for some reason.
Chug.
She's like,
chug.
You're the worst date in the world because you just, I guzzle it like I'm at a frat party. And it's wine.
Do you order another one?
Of course. But I'm a 3-drink limit guy. I don't go past 3 drinks, no matter what I'm
three doing. Quick drinks.
I know, and I'm drunk and hammered in like 20 minutes, you know, and she's sitting there sipping on her, you know, Chardonnay or whatever it is that she gets, and she's like, you're the worst date ever. And I wonder, like, if I'm like that guy, because Spencer Rattler, I don't know if you saw this, was a quarterback of South Carolina, was at Oklahoma, transferred to South Carolina, and the story on him was that he was part of this this documentary series when he was in high school.
Yes.
And a lot of coaches in the NFL brought up this docuseries, reality show that he was on in high school. And even though he played 4 or 5 years in college, that look was stuck with him. And
right.
They didn't draft him because what he did when he was 17 and 18.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I'm sitting there going, would I order a drink? You know what? I'm a responsible adult. But sometimes it sends the wrong message.
So the text line 413 says, never trust anybody who doesn't drink.
Well, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. But if I'm 21,
yep,
and I drink socially, I mean, he's got the longtime girlfriend. It's not like he has this party reputation.
Yeah, he's not doing cake stands.
Right. If he wants to have a Miller Lite with dinner, you can have a Miller Lite. I assume my GM and my head coach can have a Miller Lite or whatever they're drinking without assuming, what kind of team am I going to? They had a beer with their dinner.
He's a drinker. He's not taking this seriously. He thinks we're just hanging out.
Right.
Here's the thing. You're still being interviewed. This is what I've kind of realized, again, for the millionth time, is how they are literally monitoring and dissecting everything you do. I do think they go nuts this way. They watch the way you sit in your chair.
Yeah.
They pay attention to how you interact with the waiter. Like, all important things.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole hardo move, you know, where the guy sticks around at the combine and, like, picks up all the trash. Look at me. Are there cameras there? I'm going to pick
for
up all
show.
The trash. You know, no. Like I do think that is important. Like, do you have to admit that you don't make your bed in the morning? You know, people who are go-getters, they make their bed in the morning. They make their bed every single morning, and they attack the day. I don't care. You don't make your bed. So what? Like, when you get up, do you get up? Like, here's another question they would ask. How often do you hit snooze? You set an alarm. How often do you hit the snooze button? This is a legitimate box that they may or may not be checking, trying to quantify or whether or not you're a better leader and player than Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy. They all have these weird hangups. How often do you hit snooze?
I do.
I never hit snooze.
And who's better? Me.
I'm like a firefighter, man. Once I hear that bell ring, bam, I got my shorts, I got my shoes, I got my shirt, and I literally hop into my clothes.
So, yeah, I would have responded to Ken earlier this morning if I hadn't hit one snooze.
So that's what it was.
Yeah.
You hit snooze. All right, so I want to play this for you because Gerard Mayo was on with Greg Hill, and I have been told that Drake May will be on with Jones and Mego.
Yeah.
We didn't get anybody today.
Boo.
It's
we should have had Javon Baker.
We didn't get
Baker.
Anybody. And we're going to play some Javon Baker stuff, too, because that guy, he
live.
May be, if they were doing Hard Knocks, he'd be the star of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to do it because Gerard Mayo is a first-time head coach. All right, so, Nick, I know you went through all the audio. You found the two best clips we can play right now. What is the first one?
Well, you keep bringing up the burn some cash comment. So do you want to hear Gerard Mayo talk about all the rookie mistakes he's made by talking to the media so far?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Gerard, I know there was a lot made at the end of our first interview with you about burning some cash, and that was sort of clarified a little bit later on, but I have to say the offseason and the free agent...
That was a rookie mistake. That was a rookie mistake by me.
You know, as soon as I got downstairs, you know, Stacey slapped me in the head. Like, what are you doing?
No, yeah. We liked it. We really enjoyed it. If you could give us every once in a while.
You understand what I meant, though. What I really meant, look, we're going to be obviously smart with cash and smart with acquisitions. I was just very excited at the same time. I feel like we're building the roster the way we want to build it.
But you didn't really burn a lot of cash.
That's right, because we have to be smart. About we didn't once again the burning of cash was a mistake in saying that we do have cash and we'll spend it on guys that we think will make this team better.
In hindsight, I should not have used the phrase burn some cash.
Man, that's too funny. I just when you think about it, that was just him being himself.
Yeah,
being playful, you know, just joking around. But he's not a player. He's not on quick slants.
Nope.
And how often did we reference burn some quiche?
Oh my God!
All
endlessly.
And
Curran would get so mad defending his guy. He didn't mean to say it, and I'm like, but he said it. He's in a position where when he says something, it resonates. He's the head coach of the New England Patriots. When you screw around, if you say something that like catches fire, it has legs. That's where the position. That's where you can't take the head coach hat off.
No. You got to
have
it
that
on
at all times.
That's when guys get into trouble.
Yes.
Because they forget what hat they're even wearing.
Right.
And they go, oh, my bad. But I totally cut him some slack. I hope we use that, burn some cash. It's not going anywhere. It's just too funny. The fact that he was like chuckling about it and Stacey James is in there smacking him in the back of the head. He's like, what are you doing? And he actually said it was really the crafts that were like, oh, whoa, whoa, quit
right.
with the burn the cash comment.
And it's their money and whatever. It also reminded me a little bit, like, sometimes I get too big for my britches, like, oh, we're on vacation. Money's no object. And then you see the price, and you're like, actually, money is a bit of a consideration here. I didn't know how much stuff was.
I'm telling you, I am so guilty of that. I had that on my last vacation with my wife.
Yeah.
Like, it was the stupidest
thing. Whatever you want, guys.
Hey, you know what my line used to be? Can't put a price on fun. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Go ahead, kids.
I learned that in Puerto Rico where my son's like, let's go golfing. And I was like, sure, let's go golfing.
Yeah.
And the golf was like $575. And I was like, what? For a round of golf?
Yeah.
So then I had to do like the tour of the the condos to get the free round of golf.
Oh, yeah.
The two hours.
I love it. I do that. I'm great at that. It's good cop, bad cop. All right. Do we have time to do one more? Let's do one
we
more.
Do.
Ready? Let's do one more.
Gerard.
So you guys talked a lot about the NFLPA survey, too.
Yeah.
And that has not gone unnoticed in Foxborough.
Yeah, we're working on it. You know, the one thing I would say about those grades, you know, honestly, it's what part of the season are those grades taken? And then at the end of the day, I've been saying at the end of the day all the time. I've got to stop that. But what I will say is, look, we're trying to fix all those things. At the same time, we have plans going forward for something much larger, which hopefully the players will get a chance to kind of see what that looks like in the future. But at the same time, we're going to rectify the things on that report card.
Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal, because I think he just hinted at a training facility. I think he just hinted at a separate training. You know, a lot of these places have these big, fancy, two practice fields, separate building, glass with the weight room and everything.
Yeah.
I think he just hinted at that. I'm totally just speculating on what he said.
Okay.
But I think he just teased more than just, oh, we're going to add a bigger weight room to Gillette Stadium. I think he teased.
There's going to be a slide in the locker room that comes in.
Something like that. I think he teased. Remember Bill called Vegas the Taj Mahal?
Yeah.
I think Gerard just teased a version of their Taj Mahal, a separate, going to have everything, because then that would open up more space at Gillette for businesses and things in that nature of the other part of the craft world. That's just my take. I think he teased a facility.
Where would they put it?
Where the hell should I know?
No, I'm serious. Where would you put it?
I look like a civil engineer or something?
No,
or,
yeah.
Where's their property?
No. Well,
they got all that
be
land.
In the marsh behind Bass Pro.
Well, that's where the Revs have one. The Revs have one back there.
Too far from what? The best thing about – I've been on teams where your training facility, your locker room, is off-site.
Okay.
It sucks.
Why?
It's like you literally drive to work, okay? You have the same locker. Nobody's moving your stuff. And you walk 20 feet out to the game field and, you know, and you walk to the practice field. It's so convenient. If they are going to do it, teams that do, Seattle has it. Washington has it.
A lot of places. Philly has the NovaCare Center or whatever.
I think LA does it.
Vegas has it.
But the best setup is when you have everything all in one. I'm just telling you, it's from a player perspective. So I think about, okay, if they're going to build it, fine. They don't need anything huge, you know?
They don't need flashy. Their team is no longer flashy. They need facilities that are flashy. They need to win some of these report cards.
Again, just stupid report cards. If they are making changes based on these dumb report cards, and now when he answered that with his player hat on. Hey, when did they take this survey? When did they ask people whether they liked the hot tub or not? What's going to make you like a hot tub more? Does it have to look like some sort of spa at the Encore?
Yeah, oh, I want to be wowed.
They got four shower heads, and Nick they're all going to hit you at once.
That's the world these guys live in. They slide down a slide in their college locker room.
And that's the problem. Stop catering to them. There's nothing wrong with the weight room that they have now.
You ever hear the old phrase, you got to do business as business is being done?
Would you be more happy? Half these guys don't even have kids. What do they care about about the daycare at the stadium?
A lot of them have kids, especially if you draft, develop, and retain.
Kids. No, a lot of guys don't have kids.
Only if you cut them because they stink.
And then why bring your kids to your work?
To the games.
If their kid is 2 years old, why are you bringing your kid?
Because maybe you don't have daycare for the day. Or you just want to bring them to the game. Or you want to bring them to practice. You want to hang out with them.
Talk about cash to
burn. Your wife's got a thing. Why are you such a jaded old poop?
I am that guy.
You are.
I am. I fully admit it.
It's jealousy.
I just need some new balance.
You
no,
feel
I'm
like you
should have
made more money in your day. You should have had nicer facilities. You should have had better things come your way. And now you're the old coot who's jealous of the new generation.
No, I think they should make, listen, the more successful and the more they get, the more I get. It's we're in a way we're tied at the hip. If the older guys if the guys playing right now would understand what would be important when they're done after their 4-year career is over, they would act differently. That's all I'm going to say.
Gramps.
I want to play some sound. You get to meet some of these characters that Andy and I have been talking about. You'll get to meet Javon Baker. You'll get to meet some of these other players that were drafted. We'll do that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Crash and Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Did you ever even pay attention to Eminem before the Lions were good? Like, did you ever see Eminem at a Lions game before Dan Campbell took over? Because he's front and center. Everything Lions related, like he opened up the draft with all the other guys.
Yeah.
Have you seen him before this last year?
I liked Eminem.
No, I know, but have you seen him like at a
tied to the Lions?
Did they ever show him sitting in a booth
when they were 0-16? No, they weren't putting Eminem in a booth.
Before last year's playoff team that won the
it's a recent development, but
it is, right?
They're notable now.
Okay.
He might not have wanted to been tied to a bad team. Now he wants to be tied to a cool team.
He might have been there, and they weren't on TV to show him.
Right. The C crew didn't notice.
There's no more blackouts. Everybody is on TV now.
Speaking of which, I missed it. What was the thing making the rounds with everybody wearing a Dan Campbell jersey in the war room?
That's just what they did.
Why? That's a hard-on move. Did he hand them out to everybody? Listen, if you come to the draft, you can wear your jersey. Mine.
You think that was his idea or somebody else's?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You had a problem with that?
I didn't say I had a problem. Why
you
do you
brought
get
it
so
up? Because you had.
I'm looking
why,
for information.
Because I question you doesn't mean I want to argue with it. I'm just curious.
Like if everybody in the Patriots war room had a Gerard 51? Mayo jersey on, I would have been like, "What the hell's going on here?"
It's lame. I do think it's weird though. But there is this, you know, that is a team that has taken on the personality, the Lions. That is the personality of their head coach,
and that's a good thing.
That is a great thing
for their style of play and everything.
Oh
their
yeah,
city,
yeah.
That whole
no,
thing.
You hope that happens.
You hope that happens with the Patriots. What's Gerard Mayo's personality and style?
He's consistent, hardworking, smart. He's very funny. He's handsome.
He says dumb things and then backtracks.
He was funny. I heard about he was
just
telling
kidding, Gerard. If you're listening,
he was telling a story, and we'll get to the sounds of the draft in just a second, though. But he was telling a story about where he was on draft day when he got drafted, and it's crazy. He didn't have a suit. He had to go to the men's warehouse to pick up a suit
plug
because it was crazy. And then he wasn't even watching the draft. He was out raking leaves with his mom, and then somebody called him up and said, "Hey, you're being." No, it was funny because they were just reminiscing about their lives and all this other stuff, where they're at, and sure enough, the phone rings, and they found, hey, you gotta get to New England. Well, he didn't have a suit, so he spent $300 for a suit, off the rack, not fitted, not blinged out, no special meetings in the inseam, none of that lame stuff that these guys do now. He wore socks. The suit was huge on him. It was huge. If you go back and you look at his, you know, holding up the number one jersey, it's just like a... It's like a block. It's not tailored at all.
Kinda
he
like,
just grabbed it off the rack.
Kind of like Perk in a
commercial.
Just a square dress.
Yeah, I do want to play this, but curious though, because after listening to the Greg Hill interview with Gerard Mayo, I think we've collectively identified some verbal crutches.
Yeah, we all have them. You do.
What's mine?
All right. Okay. Like you tend to just have a little filler in
yeah,
there.
No, Nick, yeah. Get.
Yeah. No. No, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, you got a few. We all do.
Do I?
We all do. You don't have to get offended.
You know what I think the worst one is? 100%.
I think I say absolutely.
Do you?
Too much.
What do you?
I say you know way too much.
I believe the biggest in all of radio is, by the way, everybody really? Uses it. Sidekicks. Pump the brakes used to, but people got critical of
it,
so nobody does.
It's been
played
out.
By the way, it's just a transition. It just means I'm going to talk about something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm just jumping gear.
All right.
By the way.
Use a different
word. By
the way. Prevent
me from saying the F word while I'm thinking.
Say something. You now change, by the way, and replace it with something else that means the same thing.
Also? Or just say what you were saying. I don't know that you need to say, by the way.
What do you think Gerard Mayo's verbal crutches are?
End of the day, which he picked
end
up
of the,
on.
End of the day, yeah, even during that that interview, he was absolutely going, God, I got to stop saying that.
First thing I'll say about that or to answer that, there's a first thing I'll say.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me. If you say it first, I know it's the first thing you'll say. I feel like I'm one of those writing teachers. You ever take one of those classes in, like, simple writing? I forget what they call it. But
probably
like
simple English.
And they it's not flowery. Like, there's the other course, like creative writing,
oh,
get flowery.
Yeah, yeah.
But the
that.
Opposite is, like, expositional writing or something like that. And they take out every word you use. Like, you need this word
there's
in
no
there?
Filler.
They
yeah.
just freaking start chopping. And you have, like, a 200-word response, they get it down to like 14
yeah.
words.
You're
like,
way too mouthy and
yeah,
wordy.
Just say it. So the other one, to be honest, he says that a lot,
yeah.
which I always have an issue with. Does that mean you're not always honest? So is it only when you start with to be honest that you're being honest? All the other ones are the Tom Brady BS. Remember Tom Brady? 90% of the time I lie, 10% of the time I tell the truth. Is Gerard Mayo only honest when he says to be honest?
I think that to be honest is an indicator that you're about to give me a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah. Package
that's what
as
I think
honesty.
It is. I think, yeah, you package it. It comes with a nice little honesty bow on it, and it looks really good. And then you open it up. It's filled with filler.
Yeah.
Just nonsense, just bogus material, throwaway phrases, run-on sentences.
But I also believe, and I think you and I talked about this, when Gerard was a player, he didn't talk much. He would hide, and then like Friday afternoon, late in the locker room, he'd come in for like 10 minutes with the reporters, if that, and boom, 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 get out of there. He was not a spokesman.
He was, we talked to him every Friday. He was easily the worst guest we ever had.
So he doesn't have a lot of practice. Like Matthew Slater has been talking forever.
Yeah, but see, Mayo's thing was he was such a loyalist to Bill, and he never wanted to get in trouble. So, but he like went overboard. Now he's like self-corrected, and now he hasn't learned to speak with a filter yet. So, because he has
he's
this vulnerable, trustworthy. Hey, you know, you guys love me. I was an assistant coach, and I was on a TV show, and I was in the business world, and now I trust you guys to take care of me. So I'm a little too honest. He will become more guarded.
Yes. Absolutely. And he'll learn with reps how things are going to be taken.
I hope he doesn't. Yeah. I think the beauty with him, just like Campbell, is that he was basically born and raised here in a way. So he gets a pass more than some outsider coach that nobody's ever heard of. And you gotta win us over. You have to earn our respect. We're not going to follow you. Mayo's different. So I think there is an endearing quality to him that people appreciate. Hey, listen. The whole burn some cash stuff, dude, I'm a knucklehead. My bad. Like, you know, crowds were so mad at me for that. You know what I meant, though. And everybody's laughing about it.
Plus, he has the weird role, even though it went maybe sideways at the end, he was a chosen one for Bill and Robert. Both of the power structure saw whatever in him to make him a chosen one. He came right in here and was an assistant coach. He didn't have to work his way up like super low-level intern coach
like
guy.
Breaking down film at 2 a.m. in the morning.
No, he was a full positional coach right upon arrival. Bill anointed him that, and then Robert obviously picked him as the coach in waiting. So I think that emboldens him. But he can get more guarded and a little smarter maybe with some of his word choices and still not be anywhere near Bill, right? Like there's plenty of room in between. Alex Cora, I think Alex Cora is relatively guarded. Like he doesn't say a lot of dumb stuff. But he talks to you. He gives you answers. How many times has Cora had to backtrack? Like, I can't think of a lot of times where he's like, oh, no, I was just kidding, guys. I didn't mean to say that. So I think that's where Gerard wants to get to. Get to Cora world where you answer things. You're entertaining. People like you. You feel like a human being. But you don't really have to backtrack.
See, the thing with him is that with Cora, I think, you know, playing here and then being in the media, I think he instantly understood what fans are going to accept and like what's going to get him in trouble, like, you know, being evasive, avoiding the tough questions. He dives head into it. So he automatically gets the respect of people who follow him and listen to him. You know, because listen, now he may sugarcoat some things. He made, he's never going to rip a player either.
Right.
Even though he knows that this guy sucks or he doesn't even want him and maybe he's bickering with management, you're never going to know it. So I think as far as, like, managers go, as far as coaches go, because really, listen, Cora's a coach. I wish they would just call him coaches. Because coaches manage also. Just call yourself a coach.
Okay.
It's my one request.
And take your uniform off.
Again, I know he doesn't like that whole thing. I think it's funny because if you ever saw, like, Joe Mazzulla in an old school, like, Celtics uniform coaching from the sideline, that would be the equivalent of baseball managers in full uniform.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But it made sense at one point in time when they were player managers. He's not.
I just kept that thing going. So, but I think for the most part, I think, you know, as far as Gerard Mayo goes, I like the fact that he's fumbling, that he's stumbling, that he's making mistakes. I think that
as long as he's not an error repeater,
the whole thing with the silos, I think, rub people the wrong way. Even like post draft interviews, everyone I saw mentioned collaboration. Every single one. Like, was it that bad? So when it came to the draft, hey, you know, we did a great job collaborating. Was Bill walking around with like a 2x4? Smacking everybody around, and you don't get a say, and you don't get a say. I'm making the pick. I mean,
if you believe history, everybody was doing their work. They were putting in their final reports. They were putting in grades. They were stacking the board, and then Bill would go in, change the grades, and pick whoever the hell he wanted. That was the opposite of collaboration.
Do you think that he never listened to anybody?
No, I don't think that's true.
Years, I mean, because there's no way for him to do all the work,
right? So, but okay, I think there were times.
You want a quarterback, I give you the five best quarterbacks, right? Let's say there's 20 that are at the combine. Well, you know what? I broke it down to the top five. Now, go ahead and look at these guys. Well, I want to look at Spencer Rattler. Don't waste your time. He was in a reality show when he was in high school, and he was doing a cake stand. And we don't like that type of stuff here.
Okay.
He would sit there and probably, like, he gave Bo Nix. You hate Bo Nix. He gave Bo Nix, I think he was 70th or something like that as far as top players in the draft. He wasn't a fan of Bo Nix. Sean Payton was.
Mm-hmm. Somebody
why
will
do
be
think,
right.
Why do you think that is?
What you're looking for. It's what you prioritize.
Or what's left.
It's what we talked. Well, yes.
Or what's left.
But we talked about earlier how you see certain skills and how you weigh those in your system and what you care more about, less about. Sean Payton lived with a weak-armed quarterback in the short passing game who threw for 5,000 yards, right? So he probably looks at Bo Nix and goes, you're going to give me a smart guy who will make the short throws, do the right thing? Oh, yeah, that'll play. I can work with that.
Yeah, because even though you were ripping Bo Nix, I just thought of Drew Brees. And out of all the, I'll say, shorter quarterbacks, he was really the only real successful one as far as high-level successful quarterbacks that he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He broke all these records.
Won a Super Bowl.
Normally, those guys don't last. But the one thing with Drew Brees that I was that was similar to Bo Nix was just how intelligent he was. That's the only thing I really noticed. I was like, wow. And we had Chip Lindsey on, the offensive coordinator from North Carolina, Drake May's.
The guy who ruined Drake May.
The guy who would actually say, did him a favor. Hey, you know what? You've been having too much success. These coaches want to see you suffer. They want
adversity.
To see you overcome adversity. They want to see you, you know, dig yourself. They want to see you, you know, put the team on your shoulders.
Mission
right?
accomplished.
The one thing I saw from him was just, again, like the dude manages the front. And Chip Lindsey, the OC, was saying, no, you know, most quarterbacks that he's seen call out the mic. And if you don't know who calling out the mic is, the quarterback most of the time is responsible for setting the protection. He identifies the mic, which is like a cornerstone of, you know, blitz pickup.
Landmark.
And then the line adjusts. Now, I've been in offenses where the center calls out the mic. It's a disaster because they like to keep it a secret.
What?
Yeah, the center's calling out the mic is a disaster.
50's the mic.
No.
Don't tell the quarterback.
No, they don't tell anybody else but their friends, their fat, chubby
don't
friends.
Don't tell Christian. I know. He doesn't block anybody anyway.
I know that he's responsible for the most dangerous person on the defense, but let's let him guess.
He'll pretend he tripped.
You know what? This is even important. Let's make like he is getting help, but not really give him help. We're going to slide to the left, slide to the right. So anyways, that was my thing on him. I liked him. Nobody else liked him. I don't even know where we were going. We had all this sound. You want to hear? Let's hear one guy. Let's hear Javon Baker real quick.
Yes, my favorite.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not
touchdown
sure.
Touchdown maker.
We had a couple different quotes from Javon Baker, but it was him on Instagram Live. Which
Where
one is this?
Where the MF liquor at?
Which one is this? Yeah, which one is this, Nick? Which one
well,
we going to play
we've
first?
Got both of them.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
Let's play the liquor one. Let's play the Instagram Live one where he was basically warning everyone who didn't take him that they're in for trouble.
Too f***ing long. You got to pay. Get over with. Whatever. Look at it, man. You gotta pay.
It took
too long.
Y'all
finna
pay.
I love it.
It took too long. He was drafted in the fourth round, the Patriots' second pick in the fourth round, 110 overall. And of course, wide receiver Jalen Polk out of Washington was picked second, 37th overall. But he's not too happy. Maybe he'll make a list of all the receivers that were drafted ahead of him and like really kind of use it as fuel.
Just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
So that's
a good one.
That's him also.
I'm glad it didn't take off. Versions. I thought he might get, like, people would be offended or I got issue apology. I'm glad it didn't really go in that direction. I like his energy. To me, he is the epitome of a modern wide receiver football player.
Loud, obnoxious,
social media, loud,
needy.
Cocky, transferred from Alabama because he needed the damn ball, so he goes to UCF. If you watch his tape, he plays with an energy and an edge on the field. I don't know whether you want to call it excitable, a punk, bad sports. Every play ends with him in somebody's face, celebrating, bumping somebody. Every play. And he also, by the way, makes plays. Like, there's a certain energy to his game that I think is, to some degree, a modern 7-on-7 developed, AAU developed football wide receiver. You're shaking your head. Old Grandpa Fourier doesn't like it.
No, it's just,
this is going to be fun. And you know what I think they're going to be? I think they're going to be the odd couple.
I don't have a problem with that.
Because I think Polk is the opposite.
Oh, look at that.
I think Polk is the guy you're going to like.
He's all business.
You got the Duke
all
boys,
business.
And then you got the odd couple.
Yes. These are the odd couple because Polk is like, you know, hard worker, community, team-oriented. And I think those two are going to be this weird tandem that could be the future of the passing game. I'm in optimistic mode, just so you know.
Andy. Is Baker the one that had something on his eye black?
Probably.
He had something and it was like, oh, man, I got to look at it. I'll find it when we break. But it was that's the type of attitude he has, is chip on his shoulder.
Is that
nobody
okay?
Nobody believed him.
Who was the last receiver?
Why do you think that's a problem?
Because you're critical of him.
No, you seem to not like it.
Who was the last receiver who told you to get popcorn in New England? Randy Moss.
I think that was Terrell Owens.
No, that was T.O. stole it. When he was drafted, Randy Moss promised to do things that you'd never seen before, and he did.
Javon Baker is going to turn into Randy Moss.
No, I didn't
Great,
say that.
Okay.
No,
Hold
you know
that,
what he's going to turn into?
Record.
A.B. You get what you can out of him while you can keep him reined in, and then eventually you're going to have to let him go his own way because he's going to go off the rails.
No, I don't have a problem with that at all. My biggest thing is like this: how they try to restrain these guys and keep their personality down when they're rookies.
And Gerard
like,
didn't.
As a rookie, you are – here's the thing that always drives me crazy is that I am now an employee of the New England Patriots.
Yes.
Why, just because I'm new, why do I have different restrictions? I mean, I went through orientation. I'm doing the same thing these older guys on. Why am I not allowed to talk? Why can't I speak for myself?
Well, that's the Bill Belichick way.
Well, no, okay. Now,
because he doesn't trust young players.
Well, and then
on the field or off.
Now, the one thing, I know they got rid of all the signage and the do your job and everything else like that, but the one thing they need to keep is this whole, listen, let's not give anybody any extra, motivation.
Did he give anybody any motivation?
No.
He's talking about himself.
No, listen, he's new, and I'm fine with it. Dude, the guy's on Instagram Live talking about where the liquor at.
You like that part?
I'm fine with it. He's
a grown
adult.
You said a guy shouldn't order a beer at dinner, and now the guy's saying where the liquor at, and you're okay with it?
I said I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't, but this guy seems to not have a problem with it. All right, you're exhausting. you are exhausting today. I got to go to a lax game. We got All You Done Is Next,
too.
And then we'll get out of here.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI. Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
All right, Gresh and Fourier, and this is my favorite part of the show is when we pass a baton to really Billy and ask him to drive the last 5 minutes. Billy, are you done?
If I say I'm done, what's next?
And then you pass it to Nick.
No, I got something.
Okay, good.
Let's go.
Well, so, listen, 9 times out of 10, you got something, Billy.
Nah, it's more like 6 out of 10, we'll say. Right. Yeah, it's a low percentage.
Okay.
Because for the most part, it's usually some kind of world record that we expect you to attempt to beat.
Oh, nice.
I saw one today, but I skipped it. Some guy set a record hugging trees in an hour.
Tree-hugging hippie.
Yeah.
So go to Vermont and hug a tree.
Yeah, I forget where it was, and I forget which country it was in, but the guy ran around a forest hugging over, like, 1,100 trees in an hour.
How long do you actually... I mean, it's not like a real good hug, like a, you know, Roger Goodell hug. It's like touch and then leave.
You have to, like, lock your hand.
I don't know what the...
Who decides if it's a hug?
Are. Yeah. All right, what do you got?
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
It was 1,123 trees in an hour. They did it in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. It was this country.
And it has to be a different tree, right? Can't just alternate back and forth between two trees.
Correct. So you need a heavily wooded area.
Yeah.
So based on what's happening in the country today, Alabama does feel like another country, doesn't it? Just a little bit. That's my one political comment. Okay.
All right. So July 20th, I believe the date is, Mike Tyson fights Jake Paul on Netflix.
Let's go.
It was announced today that it's going to be a sanctioned professional fight.
Really? Wait, because before it was just, they were wearing
an exhibition.
At first, I mean, there was a million rumors that came out once it was announced that they were going to wear headgear, that the gloves were going to be gigantic. Right. The only thing I'm seeing that's out there right now is that it's going to be 8 2-minute rounds, but it will affect their record. Tyson's 50-6 with 44 knockouts. Paul is 9-1 with 6 knockouts.
So what does that do for the fight, though? I mean, does it, I guess it makes them.
It makes it a little more unlikely to. Yeah, there's rules.
It's not an exhibition.
Testing. Not that, like, Jake Paul, I heard, was up to 230 pounds. So God only knows what he's got himself on to get him ready for this fight. But I wonder if it's like a thing where you have 2 months. We'll test you. Within 2 months of the fight, we're going to stop testing.
You know what? It's like the old NFL marijuana testing rules.
It's coming.
They would tell you 2 months ahead of time, hey, by the way, we're going to test you for drugs. Don't smoke the day before the test. And
I assume it's the same situation here. Take whatever you need to take. Do whatever you need to do. But after this date, we're going to start testing you regularly. But now that it actually means something, it takes away, not that it's still not fixed or something's in the works, but at least they're less likely to have it be fixed because it goes against your record.
Yes, and you're like, before, could you bet on it before?
You could
before
bet on it. Oh yeah, because when Tyson fought Roy Jones, that was an exhibition. You could bet on that one, and that one reeked of draw from the get-go, and it was.
I have this feeling that Tyson is just gonna
kill him.
No, but then he's gonna run out of gas.
He's gonna do it quick.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance he goes 8 rounds.
No, but there's
But they also, though, like a regular one is like a standard heavyweight fight is 12. 3-minute rounds.
Right. Yeah.
So they're doing 8 2-minute rounds.
That's
so
good for Tyson.
They'll keep a little juice in him, but it's...
I just want him to knock him out.
Everybody wants to see, but that's the same thing we all ran into when it came to Mayweather fights.
I think
we watched Mayweather fights because we were like, if he loses, I can't miss it. And now this is going to be the same situation where it's like, if Jake Paul gets knocked out, I want to see it.
Absolutely.
And this is that same thing.
The odds are that he's going to lose.
Why?
Like, Mike Tyson is because, like... You know, Father Time is undefeated. How about that line?
Deep.
No.
Deep.
They're going to prove on Netflix that Brady and Tyson are better than Father Time. Brady's doing when's that? May something?
Don't know.
The biggest things on Netflix are the Brady goat roast.
May 5th. He's Cinco de Mayo.
Brady jokes.
What?
Bunch of unfunny Brady jokes.
They're going to be horrible.
Yeah.
You can't really get really. It really doesn't. It is unless somebody. The thing that's going to bug me the most, and now we're just shifting gears again.
Jeff Ross.
Somebody who just wants to really hurt his feelings. For real. Not Julian Edelman. Hey, when I was,
so who would that be? Who would you pick?
Jeff Ross. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else is out there for those guys. Unfortunately, like, you know, Don Rickles isn't with us anymore.
Don Rickles. Because
that would have been amazing. Greg Giraldo's another one. He passed away. But there's comedians out there. Like, Anthony Jeselnik is a guy who's hilarious.
What's that,
Anthony... Like, you are a child.
Right? Well, thank you.
God, the things that thank make you. His, the things that
he
make
just
his
let it go.
Oh, what'd he say? He might be a bigger meathead than you, for real. Like,
I know.
Like,
thank
like
you.
Like a bigger football meathead than you.
I literally was telling you.
I heard that word.
Exhausted
hilarious.
I am.
Yeah, right?
Like monitoring
My
him
God,
and dealing
up.
With his one-liners.
Seriously.
We don't. Let's not make too much fun of him because we may need him tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Is he dead?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not feeling under the weather, too.
Oh, no.
Wait, you are, too?
Yeah, I think me and Nick are both coming down with something in here.
Oh, jeez. Well, it'll just be me.
We could
solo
do it.
No, but either way, it was announced, too, that, like, Moss, Edelman, Gronk. Was there another one,
and
Nick?
Bledsoe.
Bledsoe could have some good ones for, you know, losing his job to Brady. But, like, I guess it all depends on the comedians that are there to write jokes for these guys. Like, I don't trust I don't trust Gronk to go up there and be like, hey, look at these jokes I came up with.
But does anybody actually hate Brady that they would deliver, like, the kill shot?
No, that's
the kill shot.
Bridget Moynihan.
You know who you should have.
That's Giselle. What you really
Giselle.
Want.
Giselle. But that's what I'm saying.
Put Giselle up, boyfriend.
Those are the only people you can think of off the top of your head who have, like, genuine
and she's not
dislike. And, right, exactly. And neither one of them are going to say
nor
what you want to hear
she,
anyway.
By the way. They
yeah,
have children.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm sure there's still some kind of divorce process going on that, like, allows her to not say what she wants to say.
Oh, man.
It, just, it all depends on the comedians that also sign up for it. Like, you can tell me all the plays in the world that are doing it, but it really depends on, like, before the show when those comedians are in a room, like, hey, use this one.
Right.
Hey, use this one.
Right.
You need Jeff Ross.
I'm with you. All right, so that's it for us today. Excellent job, Andy. Drake May at some point in time between 2 and 6. So just listen from 2 all the way to 6. Jones and Mego got you next. Billy, Nick, Terp in the back. Excellent job. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 10.
Thank you for listening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.